We'll be looking in Matthew tonight, Matthew 26. Matthew 26. We'll start about verse 31. Try to give you this thought tonight. Scattered, sorrowful, and asleep. That sounds like the condition of our homes, our churches, and our country in this day and time. I pray the Lord will help me to preach this in the right spirit. But I think there's some things that need to be said. I think we need to be reminded. As I've read this over the last couple of days, God spoke to my heart about some things. I told Brother Keith before the service, I appreciate the Word of God Sunday. I don't know. Of course, it's always a help to come hear the Word of God preached and taught. It's always good to see the people of God worship. But I don't know why, but Sunday, more so than in a while, I mean, God really put His finger on my heart about me. I mean about me. And God told me over the last few days, Brother Robert, and I admit I'm human. I'm like anybody else. I'm human. I've not arrived. Me and Brother Key talked about that before the service. I have not arrived. I've got a lot of things in my life that God's helped me with over 21 years, and I'm thankful for it. But, buddy, I'm not as close as I think I am sometimes. I'm a flawed creature, and I need the help of God. And I'm going to just tell you, I'll be honest, God said it's time to quit spending a lot of time on foolishness and silliness, and it's time to get serious. I'm talking about my own personal life. Scattered, sorrowful, and asleep. Brother Dennis, would you pray for us before I try to bring what God's got for us? Lord, please. Please, Lord. Matthew 26, and we'll start looking at verse 31. And of course, they've just partook of the Last Supper. And they're going out now toward the Garden of Gethsemane. And it says, "And then said Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples." And I'll stop there. We're going to read on down, Lord willing. But I'll stop there for now. And I notice that word scattered. It seems to me, as I thought about this, what Peter said, and the other disciples chimed in with him. And I thought, on the surface, it seems to be a rather arrogant statement. Rather boastful statement. We'll not leave you, Lord. We'll even die with you. And we know how that worked out. And Brother Hyatt's preached it before, and I'll repeat it tonight because I think we all need to be reminded of it. You better be careful of what you boast of. Because until you're faced with a situation, you don't know what you may really do. Persecution can be a strong deterrent and a strong thing to overcome. But it said they'll be scattered. And that came from Isaiah 53 in part and came from, I think, Zechariah, where he's drawing that from. And we know that as the Lord Jesus Christ was arrested and took to the judgment hall and all he went through and he went to Calvary, that it did scatter the sheep. We know that the only apostle that stayed by his side and stayed at the foot of the cross with him was John. The rest were all hiding. And as the Lord said, Peter did deny him three times. We know that. But I think about being scattered, that flock being scattered. And if we're not careful, the wolf will come by. We've all heard Brother Milby preach on the wolf in your church. If we ain't careful, the wolf will come by and scatter the sheep. And those wolves or any predatory animals that run the pack, you're well aware of what they'll do. They'll come up to a flock or a herd of animals, and what they'll do, they'll spook them, they'll scare them. They'll do something to make them uneasy and nervous and try to make them run and scatter them. And then when they do, they know that there's going to be some that's going to get isolated, some that's going to get separated from the herd. And then they'll watch and they'll pick out the weak one or the crippled one or the one that's not as strong as the rest of them. And that's the one they'll go after because that's easy prey. Is that right? That's what the devil wants to do to the church. And I'll promise you that the devil is mad at Westside Baptist Church and every other church on the face of this earth that's still standing for the truth, preaching the gospel, loving sinners, and loving God's people. Because he despises it. He hates Jesus. And he's looking to scatter the sheep. And if we allow little petty things to come into the house of God, things that don't really matter, and we get distracted and we get scattered, somebody's going to get separated and somebody's going to get pulled down.
Right.
Is that right, Brother Robert?
Yeah.
God forbid that we let that happen. Now, I ain't a fussing at no one here. I know we've got a good church, but I also know that we're human and we're subject to fall. Amen. And I certainly don't want to see the sheep scattered in this last days. It seems like the real flocks are smaller than they were in years gone by anyway. We can't afford to lose none, Brother Robert. And as I think about that, some of the most vulnerable are like these sitting right here. The young ones. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, the world is after them. The devil is after them.
Right.
He wants them. He wants to destroy them. Why? They're the next generation of the church if the Lord tarries.
Yes.
They are the future of the church. And the devil knows if he can get to them, he can destroy Westside Baptist Church, and there'll be no Westside Baptist Church standing for God 10-20 years from now.
Right.
We can't afford to let the sheep get scattered.
Right.
We're going to have to stay close to the shepherd.
Yeah.
That's the only hope we got. Is that right? See, the shepherd will protect us. Is that right?
Right.
The true shepherd.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, our under-shepherd, and thank God for him to stand the way he does. And I thank God for it. He's not backed down all these years.
Right.
And I thank God for that.
Oh, yeah.
That's why God's blessed this place. That's why God's used this place and others, is because we've stayed close to the shepherd.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if you ain't careful, the world will come along, Brother Joe.
Yeah.
Amen. The devil will come along, something to tempt you.
Absolutely.
And draw you away from the flock and take you down. And if he takes you down, that weakens the rest of us.
Amen.
Because everybody in here is important, and everybody's got something to do in the house of God, something to do for the Lord. So if he takes one down, then of course God in his grace can always replace them, but it hurts the flock. Is that right, church? But he said, "Oh no, I'll die with you, Lord. I'll never, I'm tell you what, we need to be careful. We need to be careful." I was thinking today, in some ways, and trust me, I don't have no delusions that I think I have the power Peter had or any of the apostles or none of that. But I'm just saying, I identify with Peter in some ways sometimes. Because I'll willingly admit tonight, I need the Lord's help. Down through the years, there's been times like Peter did. He failed, and he failed sometimes and had to get back up and start over again. And I know what that's like as a child of God. I wished I'd have never done it. I wished I'd never allowed that to happen, Brother Robert, but I did.
Yeah.
And I thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ is a merciful Savior.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a loving God. And he's a great, great master. And he takes care of us. And every time we fall down, he'll pick us right back up and send us back on our way. And I've got to admit, I wonder sometimes if God didn't let me go on and go through some of them things, that I might learn some lessons. Because I'll just be honest with you, if you haven't known me very long, or if you don't know this, I'm pretty hard-headed. I'm pretty stubborn sometimes. Say with the Lord? Yeah, even with the Lord sometimes. God forgive me.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I just get determined, I guess I'm going to have to learn the hard way, Brother Robert. That's not the right way to learn.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's the way we do.
Right.
Now I will say this to make that point. These apostles, they were scattered. And they forsook him. But this is what the Lord showed me today, Brother Keith. In a way, I think God might have let them do that. Because for one thing, beyond that point, what Christ had to go do within the next 24 hours, they had no part in. They couldn't go to Calvary. If they'd went to Calvary and died with him, it wouldn't have accomplished anything. Their death wouldn't have. And then, he'd have had nobody to send out and establish churches after his resurrection.
Right.
So in a way, I really believe God allowed them to give in to their fears and go their own way to keep them safe. Even though what they done, they shouldn't have done, it wasn't right, but God allowed it in his perfect wisdom and knowledge, Brother Robert, I believe that,
right,
setting things up for down the road. Sometimes I think God lets us go through some things that his will be done down the road. And everybody's kicking us and we're kicking ourselves and we say, look at him, he failed, look at him. Look, ain't that pitiful?
Yeah.
Buddy, he got in the ditch, he fell down, ain't that sad? God may just be teaching him something.
Right.
And setting it up for something down the road. And we might better just do what the Bible said instead of kicking him. We'll encourage him and love him. Amen. And pray for him.
Yeah. Amen.
And I've been guilty of that. Lord help me. There's things that God knows we don't know. We don't always know what God's doing. That's right. God takes even bad situations and bad decisions we make sometimes. And he turns it into good. He did with Joseph. Them boys sold their brother off into slavery down into Egypt. And the Bible tells us that what they meant for evil, God meant for good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure it wasn't pleasant for Joseph to go through that. And we know that eventually it convicted and made them boys sad and made them sorrowful for what they'd done.
Yeah.
But God allowed it. For a purpose.
Right.
So sometimes the only thing I'm saying, and I need to learn this, I need to be able to have better discernment on this, and God help me please. We need to be careful sometimes before we start throwing rocks and start getting critical.
Yeah, right.
Maybe just to stand back and wait to see what God's doing. Amen.
Yeah.
But as we go on down, verse 36, it said, "Then cometh Jesus with them into a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. And he began to be sorrowful and very heavy." The Lord was sorrowful. You ever thought about that, Brother Keith? He was sorrowful. See, the Lord Jesus Christ is fully God and fully man. Completely, both. All in one. I can't understand that, but he is. He was God in a robe of flesh with a human nature. Yet without sin, but with a human nature.
Yeah.
He was subject to the same temptations we are. When you're tempted, look to him. He knows what it's like to be tempted in a body of flesh in this world. He went through it. I said, "What is that? What the Bible says, Brother Keith?" He was sorrowful. When you're down, you're discouraged, there's a tear in your eye, trust me, he knows just where you're at, how you feel.
Yes, he does.
He knows. He knows all about it.
Yeah.
He was sorrowful. And I'll assure you there ain't a one of us in this life that'll ever face anything comparable to what he knew when he bowed to pray right there that he was about to face over the next 24 hours. He even said, "Lord, if there's any way this cup could even pass from me." He said, "But not my will, but thine."
Yeah. Right.
Young man, I want to tell you something. As you get older and you're out there serving God, I want to tell you something right now for your own good. I'm going to tell you the truth. Living for God's not always easy. It's not. It's not always a bed of roses. There's going to be people, Nathaniel, that's going to hate you for your faith in Christ. You're going to face trials and tribulations, and you're going to be tested. I'm going to be tested. Brother Joe's going to be tested. Brother Keith's going to be tested. Brother Robert, Brother Sweet, everybody. We're going to be, our faith is constantly being tested. And we're going to be sorrowful sometimes because we're going to go through some things for the Lord Jesus Christ that's not going to be pleasant to this old flesh.
Right.
But you're just going to have to crawl up close to God and trust Him and know that He's going to bring you through it.
Yes.
Just like He did Job. And He's going to do something great through it that's going to bring honor and glory to Him, and you will be blessed. If you'll stay with Him.
Right. Yeah.
Is that right, Brother Keith? He was sorrowful. There's no reason to believe there's not going to be things we're going to face in the Christian life that's not going to make us sorrowful. That'd be a little naive. We've all been there.
Right.
Is that right? But as long as we've got Him, Brother Dennis, we can make it. He is the great comforter. I can do all things through Him which strengthens me.
Right.
I can't do it in my own, but I can do it in His. The worst thing you can do is to get down and pooch mouth and run the opposite direction from God when things get tough.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you can do. That's the times you better. You better, with a determination like you've never had in your life, draw up as close to Him as you can get.
Yeah.
Because that's where your help's at.
Yeah.
And I'll promise you, the sad days won't last forever.
No.
They might get pretty rough, but they won't last forever. Before I go on to the next point, I'm going to say this. I said in the opening that it sort of sounded a little bit like our homes and our churches and our country in this day and time. And Brother Dennis, the devil's doing his best to scatter us. He's working harder than he's ever worked. He's working furiously because he knows he's running out of time. He's doing everything he can to try to discourage us, to try to drag us down, to try to stop us, to try to shut our mouth and stop us from preaching the gospel and loving people.
Yeah.
You don't believe it? You look around at our country. And I'm going to go ahead and say some things. But Brother Robert, it's a sad day. I mean a sad day. When they'll make a law to let a man go in a woman's bathroom.
Yeah.
That's a sad day.
But it's here.
I'm a child of God and I want to do right. I don't want to do anything that would shame my Lord. I don't want to do anything that would be sin. I really don't. But I'm going to tell you what, me and a fellow up there where I live was talking about that the other day and he agreed with me. And this is what I told him. I told him, I said, by the grace of God, I said, I hope I never have to do nothing. I said, but if they pass that mess here, and I'm down at the Walmart or something with my daughter and my granddaughter, and they've got to go, when they go, I'm going to stand at the door. And ain't no man going in there with them in there till they come out. And if he's bigger and meaner and younger than I am, I'm in Walmart, buddy. There's plenty of ball bats and hammers. Now, you like that or not like it. But they ain't touching mine. They ain't getting to mine. Miss Kathy, I love God. You know that. But I'm going to tell you what. I'd hate to think what I'd do if some scoundrel put his hands on Hannah in a bathroom. I'd forget I say for about 5 minutes. If God give me the strength to do it, I'd tie him in a knot and I'm just going to stop her before I get in the flesh.
Yeah.
It's a sad day when here we are in an election year and pretty much about every candidate that we got could probably qualify as some of the worst candidates we've ever had for the office of President of the United States. The next leader of our country. And I'm going to go ahead and say it because I ain't got no use for her. I pray for her. I hope she ain't reprobate. I'm scared she is. But if she gets in there, Brother Joe, me and you's probably going to have to either shut up or go to jail.
I will go to jail.
We'll be in the jail. We'll have a full-time jail ministry. Or we'll have to shut up one. And that ain't the half of what this country will go to. I'm talking about scattering sorrowful. To think, Brother Keith, that this country was founded by people who came over here for religious liberty. And now here we are in a day and a time, and that's the very thing now they're trying to destroy and strip away from us. Now, I believe in praying for them. They're our enemies. God said to pray for our enemies. I believe in praying for them. I believe in preaching the gospel to them. I believe in trying to love them. I don't believe it's right to hate them. But I'm going to tell you what God also told me, buddy, that I've got a Christian responsibility as a child of God to contend for the faith. And by His grace and help, I'm going to contend for the faith. If it makes the devil and everybody mad, by the grace of God. Brother Robert, I pray the Lord help me if I'm ever in that. I won't just crumble up and just go away and shame my Lord. I am flesh. I'm not going to be like Peter and be boastful. But I pray God give me grace if that day ever comes.
Yeah. Right.
I know a lot of people is praying for revival in this country. I'm praying for revival in churches. I'll be honest with you. You can disagree with me, and if you do, if it offends you, I'm sorry. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. But I believe that we're under the judgment of God in this country, and them good old days ain't coming back. Not as far as the country as a whole. I'm sorry. I give up on that. Because I believe that we're under the judgment of God, and there's nothing we can do to turn His hand back now. Because He's getting close to coming back, Brother Keith. And I'm going to tell you what, 1 second after the rapture, I wouldn't want to be here. Because the wrath of God and judgment is going to fall on this whole world. You think about that, you've got loved ones, people you care about that's not saved. They're going to be here to endure that. And then will come hell. That's serious. That's serious, Brother Key. I've got them. I've got them. Pray for them every day. Weep. Pray for them.
Yeah.
Scared to death for them. Scattered. Sorrowful. But anyway, we'll go on. I remember where I stopped off at. We'll just go with verse 39. I'll read on down to where I was going to stop anyway. And he went a little further and he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt." And he cometh unto the disciples, findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." That's a message for us today. "And the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again the second time, and he prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them. And he went away again, and he prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners." They couldn't stay awake, Brother Key. They got weary. Now we know that we need the help and the strength of God, Brother Joe, to keep going on. We're flesh just like they were. We get weary. We really need to be on our knees praying, "God, give us strength to fight the fight all the way to the end." I'd like to be like Paul and be able to say, "I fought a good fight and I'm ready to go home."
Right.
Is that right, Brother Robert?
Yeah.
They fell asleep. Said their eyes were heavy. They couldn't keep them open. That's why a lot of people don't see the dangers we see.
Oh, right.
Because they can't keep their eyes open. They ain't looking. They're slumbering and they're sleeping. They're not paying attention. Some of them don't want to admit it because they can't face it. Some of them, Brother Joe, they say, "Oh, we'll just love them back to doing right." I got news for them. If God don't love them into doing right, there ain't nothing we're going to do to change them. What we need to be doing is on our knees praying, "God, save that bunch." Because that's the only hope we got.
Right.
That's the only hope they've got.
Yeah.
Because if that don't happen, it's just going to wax worse and worse. Is that what the Word of God says? Why? Natural man. They got the nature of Adam. They're doing just what they're supposed to do. They can't help themselves. It's their nature. It will take the touch of the Holy Ghost to change their nature. And until their nature is changed and they're regenerated, they're not going to change. Asleep. But the Lord said, sleep on. Take your rest. That was the point, Brother Robert, where there was nothing else left they could do anyway.
Yeah.
He had to go it alone from there and do what they couldn't do. We're all going to reach that point.
Oh, yeah.
All of us. Is that right, Brother Keith? It could be a time before we die. It may be when we die.
Yeah.
It could be at the rapture. But there will come a time for every single one of us, the Lord's going to say, your course is run. You've done everything I intended to do with you.
Yeah.
Now go ahead and sleep and take your rest.
Yeah.
And then we ain't going to have to fight it no more. That's the good news. But as long as we're here, by the grace of God, we're going to have to fight it tooth and nail, scratching and clawing and biting, by the grace of God, walking in the Spirit every inch of the way. Because the devil's not going to quit fighting us.
Right.
He's going to lose. He's already a loser. But he ain't going to quit aggravating us.
Right.
But Brother Robert, me and you know, we talk on the phone and I agree with you. I know this might sound ugly, but I'm like you. I'm sort of looking forward to His judgment day.
Mm-hmm.
I might shout the loudest I've ever shouted when He kicks him off into the lake.
Yeah.
We're in dangerous times. We're in difficult times. We're in sinful times. We're in discouraging times. But church, I want to remind you, He's still on the throne. He's still the authority. And ain't nothing going on in it. He ain't allowing it. He's not going to use for a purpose in the end. And His will be done. Will be done. Will be. But until then, we need to guard against being scattered. We need to guard against being sorrowful. And we need to guard against going to sleep. I'll use this. Brother Hyde probably like this because he's like me. He likes athletics. You take a man that's running that marathon. This just came to my mind, Brother Keith. You take that man who runs that marathon. 26 miles, is that right? Is that what it is? 26 point something miles. What if that man just run wide open for 25 miles and then just stopped? Not only would he not win, he wouldn't even finish. You say we're in the last days. Brother Joe's my friend. He knows I can pick on him, get by with it. Just by the nature of the number of years we've been on this earth,
yes,
we're in the last days.
Absolutely.
Personally,
amen.
But we ain't to the finish line
not yet.
And if we don't keep running,
amen,
and we don't keep striving by the grace of God,
mm-hmm,
we'll not finish and we'll not win.
Amen. Amen. That's the truth.
Is that right?
That's
right. Church, keep your guard up. Devil's around. Trust Him who is our strength. Trust Him who knows all things. Do your best to know His will for your life and for the life of the church. And as Brother Hyde's preached to us so often here lately, and I agree with him, just get with it. I think it was his words the other day. Just get with it. Do all God will let you do, and don't sit down, don't quit. Try not to get weary. But we do need to be mindful that that can happen. And if we let it happen, Brother Keith, we're not going to cheat nobody but ourselves. Is that right? I want to say this before I close. I appreciate everything God's doing through this church. I saw something Monday night. I didn't know if I'd ever see Brother Shane. That little prayer meeting I've been doing since October up there where I live. We had a pretty good crowd Monday night, and I'm bragging on God. I'm just telling you what happened. I didn't do a thing, try to say a thing different. I don't always do up there on Monday night. I'm just telling you what happened. When I walked in that room Monday night and sat down, and there wasn't but two other people in there yet. They were starting to mingle in. God told me, he said, I'm going to do something here tonight. I'm telling you, God spoke to my heart and said, I'm going to be here tonight. And I preached, and we prayed for some people. And when we left the meeting Monday night, Brother Keith, I mean, that's the best Monday night I've seen since we've been doing that. I mean, God's just good. It's just God showed up. Didn't have nothing to do with me. And I mean, everybody, and I think, I don't count, I think we had about 14 or 15 in our Monday night. Everybody, when they left at the end of that service, I mean, every one of them either acted like they felt like they were on cloud nine or they were troubled. And I told Brother Robert, I was satisfied with both. Because there were some in there that needs to be troubled. I know they're not saved. I had one lady, Brother Keith, I mean just hard shell. Her name's Shirley. Y'all pray for her, please. But she's up in her 60s. She is still holding like an iron grip to a little profession she made when she was 5 years old in her daddy's church. Her daddy was a preacher. Never has lit, and she's never lived for God a day in her life. She tells me she tries to read her Bible and she don't even understand it. You know as good and well as I do what that's telling you. And I've prayed with her and I've talked with her. And I mean, but it just seemed like no effect. I mean, nothing moves her. She just discouraged all the time. I mean, nothing, Brother Keith. And God moved in there Monday night, and I looked over there, and that little lady was sitting there and just weeping and trembling. And she asked me, she said, do you think I'm going to heaven? I told her, I said, I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. And she didn't make no profession of faith Monday. I saw her today. She acted like she's in a better spirit. She's still troubled. You pray for her. I really believe with all my heart God's on her trail. I believe God's got her under conviction. I really do. And that ain't got nothing to do with me. And I've just tried to be faithful and do what God's asked me to do. And that's Him. That's His doings. But I'm so thankful for that. I know people in this church has prayed for that in other works, and we've seen fruit, but I've been waiting for 6 months. Sister Hitt and her family's been up there. She understands the atmosphere. Good people, good atmosphere. But, I mean, there's some of them in there, I mean, they've been off in these. Some of them's Lutheran, Sister Meyer, you know. They think they're fine. They're good people. Ain't got a clue about being born again. Ain't got a clue. And I want so bad to see God save some of them people. I really do. And, but I thank Him for what He's doing. I pray that it's been a help to you tonight. I'm just trying to give you what God gave me. I know some of that's a little rough. But we need to be reminded, Brother Shane. Because we know we're not careful, we're gonna fall back. So, Brother Keith, more.